everybody. Welcome to the show. Sorry a little bit about the late start. I was having some technical issues behind the curtain here. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. You found it, and I'm the host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks. And I'm very, very excited tonight. We've got Kevin French of the really cool, they're wicked cool. It's a progressive alternative rock band out of Brantford, Ontario, Quick Wicked. Kevin, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I'm great. The whole band, you guys are all, I was reading in my my show notes, you guys are all from Brantford. You know, that's one of my favorite towns in Ontario. Cities, I should say. And,
oh, really? Is that the Wayne Gretzky?
Wayne Gretzky, birthplace of Wayne Gretzky, and Alexander
right.
Graham Bell invented the phone there. So, you know, that's
pretty right.
Cool. And we can't forget about Phil Hartman. The late great comedian Phil Hartman also.
That's right. Actually, that's totally wow. Wow, I totally forgot about him. Man, I shouldn't because he's so great. I mean, even on like
oh,
Simpsons,
funny man.
You know, that's oh yeah, that's great.
So you, Kevin, you say again.
It brings back memories.
Oh yeah. Many years ago, probably before you were born, my father, with his work, we moved to a little town called Chatham, which isn't too far away from you guys.
Yep, I've been there on vacation before.
Yeah. So lived there for a couple years and then over to the big ugly D. And yes, we miss Canada a lot.
Right on.
Fresh air, clean water. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, that's cool. So you've been in bands all your life, pretty much, right?
The other guys have been more. They've been more like they were more serious. They got into it earlier than I did. I definitely started playing when I was young. I started when I was 14, so I'm 29 now. So it's 15 years. But
wow.
The other guys were really fortunate because they grew up, their dad was in a band, and they still do it to this day. They still jam with them. They still do Buck and Doe's and stuff. So he was really fortunate that
nice.
When he started early. Yeah. I know. I always say to him, like, you consider yourself lucky because, I wish I had, parents that I could jam with, anytime. But, yeah, they definitely started.
Exactly.
Earlier than me, and they ended up having their own, they started a band called Greedy Feeder, and I ended up, as a friend of a friend, I met the drummer, Kyle, and I went to their shows, and I was always the one guy, like, rocking out, and it didn't pick up, it shouldn't have, their music was really good, it's still good to this day, if you ever get a chance, find it on the net, Greedy Feeder.
Okay.
I wish it picked up, it never did, and they kind of split apart, so... That's how this band got formed. We started out as Langdon Sound, and we did an album. And I think Jeff just wanted
nice.
Because Langdon was like a personal thing to him. Langdon was where the street where they like grew up on in Toronto, and they played music. So, it didn't really take off. So we kind of wanted like a fresh start. So we wanted to change the name. So when we were doing our first album. We were talking to the producer, we were out for lunch, and I think Quick Wicked was either like a song title or it was a title for an album. He's like, our producer Matt was like, Quick Wicked, that's a great band name. I think I'm going to take that. And we're like, whoa, no. I think we'll take this. So, that's kind of like the origin of that story, but yeah.
Outstanding. Well, you guys, this was a couple years ago. How long has Quick Wicked been an entity?
Quick Wicked's probably been about 4 years for Quick Wicked.
Wow, that's good.
It was like, yeah, no, it's great.
That's awesome. Now,
definitely,
is there a pretty good music scene there around Brantford, and or do you mostly head over to like Hamilton or Toronto or whatnot?
It was booming at one point. Kind of fizzled out now. I know people don't, I think it's a net and, there's just so much going on. It's hard to get people to
right.
know, there's so many bands and I have nothing against it. I wish it would you know, kind of make a comeback because, you know, I grew up here, you know, I would love to just be able to just go around town and play and, you know, but for our music, just kind of, we're kind of like, you know, we don't really fit in kind of thing. It's not like we, you know, we
right.
want to. We love playing with other bands. We love metal. We're not anti anything. It's just when it comes time to put us in with somebody, it's, you know, it's metal. So it's kind of have to win over the metal crowds. And if you can do that, I mean, you know, you can win over anybody, I think. But it's tough. It definitely is. But, you know, we've kind of gotten used to it. So.
I hear you. Well, you know, I mean, there is some little band up in Canada. I can't remember the name of them. They were a progressive rock band. And, I don't know, Rush maybe, you know? I mean, come on.
Yep,
you guys are great.
Yep.
I love the whole progressive stuff, you know? It's awesome. You know what it is? I think progressive – somebody explained it to me, but he was drunk at the time when we were at a party. And he's like, you know, progressive rock is like – or progressive metal, it's like jazz – for headbangers, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I guess, kind of, you know, but there's more, like, classical elements,
yeah,
to, you know, I don't know, you got,
yeah,
you know your stuff,
right.
is what I'm saying, you know,
right,
you know your instruments,
think,
and where you're going, and
yeah, that too, and it's also kind of, you know, mixing it up, and not, you know, kind of throwing a loop, you don't always want to do something that you're going to know what's coming next, you kind of want to throw it in the left field just a little bit, so. You know, we're progressive, but we're not like a Dream Theater, like crazy 20-minute.
Right.
Nothing against Dream Theater. I love Dream Theater. I mean, what they do is great. I don't know how that guy pulls off what he pulls off, because it's like even the bass player. Like, I don't know if you've seen any of their DVDs or anything, but if you see the bass player like trying to learn the songs and record them, like he gives up halfway through because it's like he has got like, you know, his hand cramps up and he has to. Relearn
right.
it all and do it all again. It's really crazy. That guy's nuts. I don't know. I don't know how I do that. Blows my mind.
Well, you guys have a brand new EP out right now. Is it out yet or is it coming out?
Oh, it's out. Yep, it's been out for a while now. Yep.
Nice. And we're going to play it. We're going to play the title track here in a second. Now, just so people know, we've got a link up to you guys' Bandcamp page, quickwicked.bandcamp.com, and people can pick it up there at Bandcamp.
That's right, for I think $5. It's on
there
iTunes too. There's tons of, we got them on. I got it on everything, like Google Play, and all you gotta do is just message us. We're pretty easy going. We'll probably set you up with a deal. Who knows? You know, you want a shirt, you want a CD. Well, I don't mind. You know. Hey, half the shipping. That doesn't matter. I'll send it out to you. I just want to get the music out there. It's the big thing right now.
That's trying
to get our name out there.
Ladies, Kevin will come over to your house and play live. No, I'm kidding. Well, it depends. But, you know, if the check's big enough. If the check is big enough, he will, I'm sure.
That's right.
Hey, Kevin, let's play it. Let's play Hustle Monkey, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
Right on.
Here it is, folks. It's a Quick Wicked Hustle Monkey. Check it out.
You're listening to Quick Wicket. Get a clean copy of this track wherever you buy digital music. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you buy digital music. Quick Wicket.
That was Hustle Monkey by Quick Wicket. We've got Kevin French on Quick Wicket on the line with us here. Kevin, I dig that track a lot, man. That is awesome. Good stuff.
I think everybody's been digging it. That's I think Jeff's saying it's our single. We're definitely getting working on a video right now for it. It's not out there
nice.
As a single. But it should be. You know, it kind of should be, but. we are definitely, the video's in the works. But we still have three more live videos. We did a live session in Hamilton of the whole EP. We just dropped.
Oh, really?
We just dropped Collective Nobody. Like Two Drops of Water was our first one. The Collective Nobody's out there now with our friend on vocals, Callan Clark. He's in a metal band, Ending Tyranny. So we kind of got him to do what he does best in that. But he's actually doing some singing, too, so. It was good to have him on. He's great. He's an awesome guy. So shout out to him.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I can't wait to see the live videos, man. That's very cool. You got those up on YouTube and everything?
Yep, those are up now. Those two, like Two Drops of Water and The Collective Nobody, they're up.
Nice. Well, I'll be checking those out. And folks, we'll have a link to those up on the show page here. Just as soon as the show is over, I'll be sure to put those. Links to those videos up as well. Very cool.
Awesome.
Very cool. Now let me ask you, Kevin. How do you guys do? You guys all write collaboratively? That's not even a word. Together, I mean, you know, or do you send like do parts and then send them to each other, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's actually a mix of things. It's you know, somebody will have a riff or an idea for a song usually, and they'll bring it in. So I have a little recorder that I have. I got this little Boss recorder, so I can do little live demos of what we do in practice. So someone will come in with an idea, and we'll just start hashing it out, jam some stuff out, see what we like. It's a tedious process because we're very nitpicky, but in the end it's worth it. It's our baby pretty much. So, but for lyric wise, it's usually Jeff will take the music and. You know, he'll have to really kind of get into it and just, he hashes it out. Just, you know, so there was a point where he was just at home, you know, drinking wine and working on lyrics, doing karaoke, you know, so
But
that's
the toughest part, though, I think, is for him to put the, you know, if he doesn't have a, he might have a melody in his head, but if he doesn't have, like, actual lyrics, he has to kind of go out and get into the song and try and find where he wants to do his thing. And he really outdid himself on this album. I mean, I, total props to the guy, because I didn't know what he was going to do lyrically. Like, the music was done, and it was, you know, what's Jeff going to do? And, I mean, he just blew me away. That's all I can say. I mean, it's just he tossed himself every time, and that's kind of what we want to do.
Outstanding. Now, you had mentioned you guys had played in Hamilton when you guys did the recorded the live stuff. Are you guys got any upcoming shows coming up?
Nothing set yet. We're trying to get this video going. We still have the three other ones to do. Mm-hmm. So we just did. We just played What the Fest, so I don't know if you know what that is. It's a new festival they have in Brantford.
Very
just
cool.
Started last year.
Now, what do you think of playing? I mean, are they cool to do, or is it a pain with the equipment, or you know, what are your thoughts on playing festivals?
this was actually our first and only, like, our first ever festival. So.
Oh, okay.
So it's definitely a great experience for sure.
Cool. Well, you know, I ask people because the festival scene, you know, it's interesting. I'm old, though. I'm an old man. I'm an old man, Kevin. When I was younger, I mean.
Hey, you're still rocking.
You had
still
occasion.
Rocking your work, all right?
That's all right. True. That's true. But, you know, when the festival scene, I mean, really, I'm trying to, as we know it today, I think, like, Lollapalooza, I remember hitting, you know what I mean? And it just really took off. And when I've been at other parts of the world, I mean, I don't know how Canada is, but I mean, it's different than the States. You know what I mean? I went to a festival in Bangkok, and it was just, I mean, I think there was like 250,000 people there. It was just crazy.
Wow. Yeah. That's insane.
You know, I mean,
wow.
Too many
there
people.
Wasn't 250,000 people, but there was way more than last year. There was probably about 7,000 people this year, and it was crazy.
That's...
I mean, Billy Talent was the headliner, so.
Wow, that's cool, man.
They just opened for Guns N' Roses, so I mean,
yeah,
that's nuts. Yeah, so it was a good experience for sure.
Well, that's awesome, though. And did you guys? Was it like an all day type thing, or did you guys play in the daytime, or were you in the evening, or? Cool.
This how many tickets you sold? So we really my girlfriend really helped us out there.
What's her name?
Shelby Bouchard.
Shelby, we got to give a shout out to Shelby, man, for moving the tickets.
Hustling the tickets.
That's right. Well, that's cool,
right.
Man. Though does Shelby help out a lot? Does she manned merch booths and that kind of stuff and all that fun?
She did man the merch booth and. She's helping promoting this show too, so I mean, I
very
can't be
cool.
More happy with, you know, like, she's supportive. So
my only
great.
Advice to you, my friend, my only advice is just, you know, you can't keep amplifiers in the living room. You know what I mean? She's not gonna go. She'll deal with it for a little while, but then she'll be like,
That's actually funny that you're saying that because it's happening already, buddy. It's happening. It's Big Brother in the living room, and it's me and the headphones downstairs. So that's all right with me.
That's awesome. Now, are you as a musician? Are you one of those? I've never been a musician, but I've hung out with tons and tons, lots of friends who are musicians, and you know, you find the guy. Are you one of the hoarder type musicians? Do you have like all the, you know, oh, I need a chord. Well, here I've got 7,000 sitting here. You know, I mean, are you back? Or I've got 18 pedals right here.
I don't go like crazy. You know, I don't go like super crazy with it. I actually know. This is funny that you're talking about this because it's. I know a guy who's just in love with synths, and the guy has just synth after synth, and they're all connected. And it's, Like, it is absolutely insane. I don't even know how he does it. But yeah, I definitely have, I have a backup plan. I have to have enough chords for everybody. And, I just from all the experience throughout the years, I know what we need to have. You know, if something goes wrong, mm-hmm. we have to have another chord. We have to have power bars. We know, like, not everybody's going to have power bars. Not everybody's going to have, you know. So contingency.
Right.
I've worked out my contingency plan over the years. So definitely I'm stocked up that way.
That's awesome. Well, you know, Shelby won't mind as long as you keep it all organized. You know, she'll be happy.
It's like he's there. You got like watching over here. Can you see the house? What's going on here?
Oh man, I'm telling you, I just bought a house myself with my girlfriend Danny, and it's the same thing, man. It is the same thing. Yeah, and I tell young guys too that, because you know, I had people work for me and whatnot, and I always tell these guys that, you know, I'm like, women aren't that hard to figure out. You know, if you're gonna do the bachelor thing, your house can be terrible, but the bathroom has to be clean. They're like a cat; they've got to have a nice place to potty, and
it's too.
You know, you got to play. If you ever have a question with a young lady, just think to yourself, what would James Bond do in this situation? And, you know, after you karate chop somebody, take her out dancing or something. I don't know. But that's cool, man. So she's into the band and all that. And, you know, the reason I bring it up, because it's so important, I have found, no matter what kind of art you're doing, is if you have a good support system around you, you know, a good team around you, you know, you can you can get the puck down the ice all you want, but it's real nice if you got other people on the ice with you. You know what I'm saying? It's real nice.
Yeah, it's the same thing playing live, you know? You don't want to play in front of nobody, you know? But you're still going to do it, doing what you do, and you're going to give it 100%.
That's right.
So it would just be nice if there was...
I'm reading this this memoir right now of the techno, Moby. Everybody knows who Moby is. And he was, I just read a part in there earlier today where he got his first big paying gig. And he's like, I didn't know what to do. The week before, I had played live in front of 10 people. You know, I didn't know how to act. So, yeah.
Really?
Everybody goes through it. But you guys are playing festivals and stuff now. You know, you're not playing to 10 people. And that's, you're paying your dues, you know?
Exactly, and that's it. This band has to pay its dues. That's one of the things we've been saying, is it's got to be done. It's got to get out there, and, you know, it's not gonna just going to fall into your lap. You got to kind of get out there and work for it. And we're not afraid to
do
that. It's just finding the right places and the right times and trying to get the name out. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work is all it is.
It's an equal drag too, because especially for you Canadian musicians to come over to play the States, I know there's like some BS like fees or something like that if you want to come over and play. I don't know the details of it. I've heard people talk about it, and it seemed like a lot of nonsense to me.
Yeah, there was something about they're trying to, you know, sign a petition or something too. I think it was recent for bands going over to the States. I've never had the opportunity. I would love to. I'd absolutely love to. Hopefully it happens.
Well, I tell you, Kevin, I am in South Florida. We're right here on the beach on the Atlantic Ocean. It's pretty nice. Come on down. Would you remember that when it gets to be about January or February up there in Brantford? And you'll say, you know what? We're going to Florida. Just don't tell the border people you're coming to play, you know. We're just bringing all this gear with us for fun. You never know.
And now, folks, a couple quick words from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Metal
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. YourWebDesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi folks, are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger painting. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have four or five per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget, and, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
That's cool, man. Hey, let's play your the second single we got here. This is like Two Drops of Water, and this is a cool track, too. I like this one a lot. Now, this one's a little longer than the last one.
Yep.
Any backstory with this one before we play it?
Actually, I think you'll love the backstory of this. This is actually inspired by Salvador Dali's painting
the persistence of memory. Believe it or not.
Very cool.
It's one of my, and when he said, he actually announced this on when we were on another live radio show, and I had no idea that that painting had inspired him, because that's one of my, like, all-time, I'm getting chills right now talking about it, because it's like my all-time favorite painting. Like, it's just such a great piece of artwork. And
oh, it is.
Inspired enough to write a song, like, you know, like, I don't know, I just, that just blew my mind.
Oh, that's awesome. It's one of my favorites, too. Outstanding. Well, hey, let's play it, man. Let's play it. I love that painting, and I like this track a lot, too. And I'm going to put them both together in my head here while we listen to it. Everybody, this is Quick Wicked, like two drops of water. Check this out.
Listening to Quick Wicked. Get a clean copy of this track wherever you buy digital music. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you buy digital music. Quick Wicked. We'll be right back.
And that was like Two Drops of Water by Quick Wicked. And I like that track a lot too. I love that track. On the line with us is Kevin French of Quick Wicked. Kevin, that's a cool track. And it's even cooler because of the Salvador Dali Persistence of Memory, tidbit there behind the scenes. I like that. I like that a lot.
So do I. It's great. Awesome little story. Little side.
That's very. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's cool, man. That's cool. Hey, folks, both these tracks we've been playing tonight are available at the quickwickedbandcamp.com website. Again, that's quickwicked.bandcamp.com. But they're also out on all the other various digital music services, iTunes, Google Play, and the like, Amazon, and all of that. Did you know, Kevin, that people can gift tracks on iTunes? I just found out about this a couple months ago.
They can gift them?
Yeah. They buy them like normal, for whatever it is, 99 cents, a buck, whatever. And if you want to send it, you want to gift it to somebody, all you need is their email address. You can send it right over to them. That's pretty cool, I'm telling you, folks, especially if you forget somebody's birthday or something like that, send them a track. Send them a Quick Wicked track. How about that,
Perfect gift. Perfect birthday gift.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's all the time. I had a little gal that used to work for me, and she recently went through a breakup, was having a bad day, actually having a bad week, and I wanted to get her a little something. I'm like, man, I don't want to go. Well, this sounds terrible. I probably shouldn't say this on the air. I was really busy that day, and I just didn't need to go. I didn't know where to start, And I said, instead of running around and I made her a little playlist, cost me $10, and I just sent her a bunch of little tracks, kind of like a little mixtape of post breakup tracks and stuff, Put a smile on her face. So, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you can do that with Quick Wicked tracks, and it's pretty cool. I think you can do it on Amazon as well. I know you can do it on iTunes because I've done it. Pretty cool, man. Now, you guys are also on all the various social media as well. Facebook and all of that.
Twitter. And
very cool.
Yeah. Name it. We're
probably
on
cool.
It.
Folks, get over to your, on your social media, pop in the search Quick Wicked, and, it pops right up. That's the great name one of the great things for a band with a great name like Quick Wicked. And follow and like, and also I always tell people not only that, hit the share button. Let your friends know about these indie bands because they're wicked cool and just very very cool stuff. Help us get the word out, and that's that's how the music business works today.
Absolutely, 100%.
Well, very cool. Well, I know it's about that time, Kevin. I know it's about that time. And there's probably, you've got all kinds of, things to do tonight. What are you probably working on some new music or probably editing videos, I imagine, right?
Actually, that's not my job. That's all Kyle Love, the drummer. Believe it or not, he did all the artwork for the album.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a graphic designer too. So,
There you go. Now, is Kyle and Jeff are they related? Are they brothers?
They're brothers.
Oh, yep. Gotcha. Very cool. And of course, the band, we should mention everybody: Jeff Love, Kyle Love, and Kevin French. And also, we cannot forget about Rob Eddy. And
no, you
very
can't.
Cool band. Very...
Actually, no, they're with
no,
Rob.
Don't want to leave Rob out. He'll be down here and punch me in the nose, man. That won't be good. That won't be good, ladies and gentlemen. Very cool. Now, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you guys were on the show, Kevin, because I really, really dig your music. I can't wait to hear more, and I can't wait to have you back. Any thoughts? You guys working on any music? Now, I'm not trying to put any pressure. And if you can't say, I understand. But Are you working on some new stuff as well?
Yes, we are. We are working. We are. We got some tracks going, so
nice.
We're getting on that. We want to focus on just getting the rest of this live video stuff out and get an actual official music video for our Hustle Monkey song. So that's definitely going to take time and energy next little bit, but we'll definitely get back into it, get a new album, get out there, start playing some more shows after our
big night.
Well, I can't keep it going.
That's what you got to do, man. Keep doing what you're doing because it's really good. It's really good, man.
Yeah, they really do.
Awesome. Well, folks, that's gonna do it for us tonight. But I do want to, let everybody know that this will be converted to a podcast tonight at some point, probably about an hour, I'm thinking. Hopefully, if the our host servers are chugging along all right. They've been a little slow lately, but it will be up. And this will also be out on iTunes for free here as soon as we get it converted to a podcast. And if you are listening on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit the ratings and review. That puts us at the top of the page. That's where we like to be. Kevin, thanks so much for being on the show tonight. I really appreciate it, man.
Hey, thank you too, man. I appreciate everything you've done and said, and all the great feedback and comments, man. It's really amazing.
Cool. Well, I can't wait to hear more, and we'll see you soon. Everybody, we're out of here. Good night, and we will be back tomorrow night at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. We've got Johnny Jetson on, fantastic rock and roll out of L.A. We will see you then. Have a good night, everybody. Good night,
hey.
Kevin.
Jamie Rock's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rock for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mako, one of the ocean's most ferocious predators, unrivaled in power, unmatched in speed, until now. Mako, Orlando's tallest, fastest, longest coaster, has surfaced at SeaWorld. Experience even more thrills at Aquatica, SeaWorld's water park. For a limited time, visit both parks for just $99. Taxes, service fees, and parking not included. Restrictions apply.
Now is the peak of season for Dayboat scallops, and we're serving them fresh at Bonefish Grill. Caught daily off the coast of New England and delivered to our restaurants, these gems of the sea are the perfect way to welcome in summer. They're wood-grilled until golden over an oak fire, then placed on a bed of creamy risotto and topped with crispy bacon and our homemade lemon butter sauce. Total indulgence. Our fresh Dayboat scallops are only here for a short time. So come into Bonefish Grill today before they're gone.